This week's Cotton Newsline is two cuts. Both cuts are Jay Hardwick, chairman of the National Cotton Council. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
The implementation of the Farm Bill is critically important that that be done so that we can all make necessary plans as we move forward to the next several years under this particular bill. It's imperative that we go ahead and insist upon Congress fully implementing that through the USDA with Farm Service Agency, especially when we think about the actively engaged component, that those final rules are made so that all farmers and cotton producers can make those final preparations for the next 3 or 4 years as we move forward. Another area that was of great concern, of course, is trade, and trade revolves around the WTO agricultural rounds that may get started again later this year. That'll greatly impact agriculture in the United States and cotton for us, especially since so much of our cotton now goes overseas. So it's important that we remind Congress that trade is important to us and to make the best possible deal and to inform the industry before any deal is made that we, in fact, have input into those final negotiations in some way.
Cut two, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Of course, in California, we have a problem of a regulatory drought, so to speak, where growers out there are being denied access to water that they've historically had. Texas remains dry in South Texas, and they would like the continuation of additional moisture as they get prepared to plant in February, so the cycle continues on. East Texas to Georgia and from Louisiana north to Missouri have had unprecedented rainfall. That's been disastrous on not only cotton, but soybeans and remaining corn and rice. And many of you out there are growing those multiple crops, and this year looks like a very catastrophic event. And that was another part of my mission up there at the time, was to ensure that be known that this disaster is emerging, and we would like to see some attention be given to that in the form of assistance that would be measurable and also would get to the point of addressing the problem.